morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, fresh off the love train, welcoming you to the third hour of our Labor Day weekend edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen in the upper left, and then listen online, and you will be in good shape to stream the show. And you can find us on Facebook, of course. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out all the great stories, videos, and the stuff that I post. 99% is all positive, great stories. Every once in a while, recall. There was one week and a half ago, food I didn't recognize, but you can check it out just to see something you might need to know about. And golly, it is Labor Day weekend. A little hard to believe, but it is September. And Nathan, the sky has changed a little bit out there. The blue sky, well, I only see a triangle. Oh, your sky looks the same. All right, my sky, the blue went away, and there's a little darker cloud up there. Are you seeing any dark ones down there?
Not too many. They are getting lighter in color. It's more of those white-colored clouds instead of those kind of gray-bottomed ones.
Well, the gray ones seem to be going over my area right now. But it's supposed to stay dry, I think, the rest of today, and make it to around 70 or so.
Mid-70s.
And
we're at 70
right now. Tomorrow's
supposed
to be beautiful and sunny. Not real hot, but which is good. But should be a nice Labor Day tomorrow. But be wise about what you do. Wear your mask. Stay outside.
And avoid large crowds.
Avoid crowds. Stay home. I didn't go to the fair. Anyway. It is Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And having to be out there all the time, they can't just go home and not do anything, would be our wonderful women that run Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. And Nathan, I think we're having a party today, aren't we?
We are. Got a couple people joining us on the Love Train, and as well as for our next interview.
Yeah, so we're getting them both today. So let's welcome the founder and chief cook and bottle washer for Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. That would be Laura Cook. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Martha.
Hey, welcome back to Animal World.
Thank you.
And I understand, I think, that we also have your right-hand sub-chief cook and bottle washer. And backup help, and that would be Amanda Richer. So, Amanda, hey, welcome back to Animal World.
Thank you.
I don't know why I'm getting that again. I'm going to move cords around. And I didn't do anything. I didn't even move, Nathan, so I don't even know what's going on here. Well, there it stopped. Whatever it is.
That time it kind of gave us a little marching band beat.
It sort of did. Well, now, Laura and Amanda, Nathan asked me before we started just a moment ago. He said, well, are they doing an event today? Because you guys were doing an event last month. So is anything happening today, or you're just doing normal things?
Just normal things.
Okay. All right. So whichever one of you wants to fill in our listeners, for anybody that just tuning in and maybe doesn't have a clue about the wonderful work that you guys do, tell us about Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. What's it all about?
Well, we go out to, out onto the streets. We do outreach. We provide pet food and supplies if they need vet care, spay and neuter, and we do that. If the person wants to go to drug treatment, school, or work, we will board their dogs for them. Of course, contingent on space, but we've been really successful with that. And then we're trying to build our foster base now so that we can be able to help more animals. So.
Oh, no, that's interesting. Because and I just so admire the two of you. And I know neither one of you would take time to blow your own horns and talk about how wonderful you are. But boy, gosh, and I'm just real emotional today because of Runyon and my friends and adopting this obese kitty. But you guys touch me in the same way because you are so selfless in what you do. And you have a true understanding of what is needed because you both were there. And Laura, at one point, you and your family were in a homeless situation, right. But you were able to pull it together and get yourself out of the homeless situation, but you just didn't take your dolls and dishes and go on to a better life. You decided to pay it backwards and forwards and upside down, inside out, backwards and all over the place in the planet, because you've devoted your life now to helping the homeless and especially the animals that support them and love them. And then I think Manda came from the same thing. Manda was also homeless, and that's how you connected with her.
Yes.
And then once you got it together, Manda, you didn't take your dolls and dishes and go off to a better life. You stayed, and you're helping Laura now.
Yeah.
So what's wrong
like
with
Laura,
you two?
We did the work while we were homeless, too. We didn't even wait till we were back up.
Oh, jeez. So, you know, I want to say, what's wrong with you two? How come you're not selfish and just off doing your same thing? But, you know, it goes without an answer. I mean, you two have got two of the biggest hearts I know. And my golly, through the whole pandemic, it didn't change a thing. You just dove in and you started supplying not only the animals, but you supplied the people and you giving them gloves and masks and all that stuff in addition to everything else that you do, not to mention you have to be out there to distribute all this stuff, and somehow you've managed to keep yourselves safe, haven't you? At least I hope you guys are COVID free.
Yes, I have got the vaccines and a booster shot because I'm immunocompromised. So
oh, you got a booster shot already?
I have to give it to our teams here. They contacted me as soon as the booster shot was released for those that are immunosuppressed. I immediately went and got it.
Okay. Well, and I'm just here's Martha's soapbox again. Y'all know if you've listened to me for the last 28 plus years, you know I'm not a vaccine person. You know I know a lot about vaccines because of my 20 years in veterinary medicine and having worked with and knowing a lot. And I know there's issues with vaccines, but I'll tell you what, this is a whole different situation. It's especially with the newer vaccines, the RM and MR and whatever the letters are.
mRNA.
Yeah, yeah. They're different. And with all the research I've done, absolutely no question in my mind and my heart, soul, body, every cell of my being is totally in favor with this. And if you've got reservations, don't just do it. Do it for the highest good. Get it done. And I'll tell you, I am waiting because I know the immunocompromised are okay for the booster now. I think the next group that's going to get the okay is going to be the older folks. And that, of course, is going to be me. And what I'm hearing is that the next okay is going to come out around September 20th. I am going to be the first one in line for my third Pfizer shot. I just tell you, I'm not a vaccine person, but I cannot wait to get that.
And there's three grandbabies that I take care of. So, like, being immunosuppressed, having three babies. And I have to point out something that a lot of people don't realize is that when you're looking at the people who work for the vulnerable food banks, people who do outreach, things like that, the majority of them are vulnerable themselves. And so that's why, like, when everything started, we had food banks that needed volunteers and things like that, is because many times people go and give back. So they're vulnerable too.
Yeah. And right. And listen to that again, folks. Both Laura and Manda, not only did they come out of the homeless community, but have continued to stay and help and serve the animals of our homeless community and the people themselves, but both of them are immunocompromised. If anyone had an excuse to say, no, I'm not doing this anymore, I need to take care of myself, it's the two of them. And are they? No.
Yeah, I'm more better at taking care of myself than Laura, because I'll admit, like, if it comes down to it, I will stay inside.
Right, but we have to get after Laura, I swear, would give every ounce of everything she's got.
She would, absolutely.
So you, I hope, Manda, that you do a good job of policing Laura and making her take better care of herself. So, Laura, you're not listening right now. I'm talking to Manda. But, you know, I am delighted, though, to know, Manda, that you're around. At least the two of you have each other, you know, and you can support each other in this work of the homeless. But it is a lot of work, and you guys need help. So you did say that you're starting to work on getting a foster kind of team going. And so are you... Am I understanding this, that you're looking for foster homes that would be willing to care for a dog that belongs to a homeless person temporarily while that person goes to rehab or job training or something in a situation they can't have their dog? You're looking for people that would foster temporarily. Is that what you're doing?
Right. But, and we also have, because part of what we do is rescue. And so right. We don't take in a lot, but we do have animals, you know, up for adoption. And so they need foster homes as well.
Okay. So these would be what, dogs that through the homeless community can't be cared for anymore or something, and you need to rescue them.
Yeah.
All right. So
we do both. We make sure that, always want to make sure the animal is taken care of. And so definitely we need fosters.
Wonderful. So if somebody's listening thinking, hey, I could do that from time to time, how would you like them to contact you?
Well, they could go onto the website and, you know, seattledogs.info. And there is a column called Forms. And if they scroll down a little bit, they'll see the foster application and they could send it in that way. If they have any questions, they can email or they can call. And be happy to talk to them.
Okay, an email would be
SeattleDogs@Hotmail.
Email is SeattleDogs@Hotmail.com.
Yeah.
So that's the way to email. If you want to email them, SeattleDogs@Hotmail.com, or you can go to SeattleDogs.info, the website, and look for the forms link and then scroll down to the foster application. And you could fill that out and sign up to be a foster home for them. That sounds like a great idea. And hopefully there are people listening that could step up from time to time to foster dogs for you guys.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
All righty. We are going to take care of advertisers now for the first time in this hour. And then Laura, you and Manda decide what else we need to share with everybody when we continue here and what help you're needing right now. So stay tuned, everybody. More with Laura and Amanda from Seattle Dogs Homeless Program straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Find out the latest about your favorite shows on Alternative Talk 1150. Check out 1150kknw.com.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are approaching midway through the last hour of this Labor Day weekend edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150, we heard from Linda Rasmussen, and her wonderful verticalenergyworldwide.com is how you can find her online, Vertical Energy Worldwide on Facebook. She'll be in the studio with us next week to do free remote treatments for you and or your animal friends. But keep in mind, she's still offering a free session for anybody that asks. All you got to do is call or text her at the number I'm going to give you and say, hey, I heard Martha talking about you. I want a free session. And she'll sign you right up. She can do it remotely with you. You don't even have to leave your home. Or you can come and work with her at her office at the Intraspace facility, which is the old Rainier Brewery location. And if you'd like a free session, just call or text Linda at 206-841-1992. And then, of course, I'm an animal behavior therapist and trainer. I specialize in working with people and their out-of-control dogs and getting you a comprehensive education and getting all the bad behavior under control, almost usually immediately in the day, the time that I see you. I always do a free, no-obligation to telephone evaluation. So if you or anybody you know has got problems with their animals, especially their dogs, have them call me or send me an email. I'll talk to them for free, but tell them you're going to have to be patient with me because I'm just so busy right now. We might play phone tag for a little while, but shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or just give me a call, 360-217-7258. All righty, Laura and Amanda, we are chatting with the boss women from Seattle Dogs Homeless Program, both who are getting a lot of my love today. The rest of it, you know, for, never mind. But anyway, they do such a phenomenal job. Both of them were part of the homeless community, but once they called themselves up and out, they didn't go off to have a better life. They have stayed to pay it back and forward and helping all the homeless, the animals that love them and support them. We just talked about how they need foster homes now for the homeless animals that can't be cared for by homeless folks anymore and need to be adopted out. And temporarily for those that belong to homeless people that need to go to rehab or drug rehab or medical procedure or job training, can't take their animal. They need some foster homes to cover those bases so that they can get their animals back once they've been educated or rehabbed or whatever. So what else is going on with Seattle Dogs program this month, and anything in particular that you'd like to ask for help with?
Well, as always, we need help with funds for our vet program. You know, it costs money. We don't have a free vet, although we do get generous discounts. And we just couldn't do what we do without Greenwood Animal Hospital. But we have sadly lost some lives this month, and we have also saved some. And, you know, it adds up very quickly. And so any amount, whether it's $5 or it's $500, everything helps and helps us not only save them, but to spay and neuter as well. And so we definitely need help with that. And
yeah, and so you need to know, again, Laura mentioned it, Greenwood Animal Hospital is the one that provides the veterinary services, but they are not free. Seattle Dogs has to pay for it. And you can send your donation, you know, through seattledogs.info or I think paypal.me/Seattle Dogs to donate. Or you can, if you want to make sure your money goes to pay vet bills, you can just call Greenwood Animal Hospital and donate to the Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. So that's a real easy way to do it, too.
Yes, except they're not open to the public on Sundays right now, and so they would have to just wait till 9 a.m.
Yeah, so you just have to call tomorrow on Monday if you'd like to do that.
Yeah.
And, of course, you can always use supplies. And and I found, you know, another way that I'm religiously contributing now, it's not a lot, but, you know, if you're like me, and especially the pandemic, if you order a lot from Amazon, you got to remember that you can do smile.amazon. When if you log into smile.amazon, then a portion of your purchase goes to the charity of your choice. And right. I have chosen Seattle Dogs Homeless Program as mine. So I now have finally trained myself and I don't order through Amazon.com. I do smile.amazon every time I order now. So every time I order, a little bit of that goes to Seattle Dogs. So I want everybody else to do that. Let's smile.amazon and pick Seattle Dogs for your animal charity of choice.
Yes, and we do have a wish list that's on there. And one thing we do need right now is potty pads and food. For the first time during this whole pandemic mess, we have enough to through tomorrow, and then we're out of food. So,
out of food tomorrow. Yikes! So, what are we talking? Dog food, cat food, dry food, canned food. What exactly do you need? Both
wet and dry, dog and cat. And so we do have on Amazon the Smile, you know, account or wish list, and so they would just hit the search box for Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. Or if they happen to be visiting, you know, Facebook, they can go to our page and then scroll down a little bit and they'll see a post with the links in it. And we also have a Chewy account, a wish list. And so people can go on there. And if they don't feel like shopping, they can always buy an e-gift card. And that comes in right away to us, and we're able to purchase what we need. So,
sounds like one of the faster ways to get food to you would be to go to Chewy.com and buy the food there and have it delivered to you guys.
Yeah, either the Amazon or the Chewy.
Okay, so smile.amazon, you can order food and deliver it to them or chewy.com. And so I didn't realize you could do that through chewy.com. If I go there, how do I set it up to go to you?
It kind of leads you as you go. It's not there's not a lot of, it's not really extensive. It just asks a few things and then you just let people or let the machine know.
All right. And then just in case somebody's listening that has dog or cat food that wants to donate to you guys, the fastest way, now they could send you an email, right? Seattledogs@hotmail.com to say, I've got food. Let's make arrangements to get it to you.
Yeah.
Or if somebody doesn't do online, would it be appropriate for them to call you, Laura?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so you could call Laura if you've got food and want to take it to him right away. And let's see, that's 206-519?
Yes.
And what are the last four?
1697.
206-519-1697.
Yes.
All righty. Well, Laura, thank you so much for the work that you do. Amanda, thank you for all the work that you do. And thank you guys for supporting each other. Please make sure that the two of you stay safe. So glad that, Manna, that you got a booster. Think good thoughts that I get to get a Pfizer booster here this month. I can't wait. I'm going to be the first one in line at Fred Meyer. And I'm going to sit there and I have already been asking for 3 months. I've been asking, how soon can I get the Pfizer booster? So I'm going to be first in line. I hope everybody else will join me. Or if you haven't started your protocol, do it now. Anyway, Laura, Manna, thank you so much. SeattleDogs.info. Help them out, folks. They really need it. And thanks so much. We'll talk to you again next month. Okay.
Thank you so much.
All righty. God bless you too. Bye-bye. All righty. We are going to switch gears now. And I think we're going to elevate our vibration. Now, we were in India earlier with Help Animals India. Well, now we're going to bring more of that energy here because, well, the only doctor of yoga that I've ever known, and he's such a special guy anyway, Dr. Murali Venkatro from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga is joining us. Good morning, Dr. Murali, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha. It's always great to be here.
Oh, there's that wonderful voice of yours. How are you on this Labor Day Sunday morning?
I am doing very well. It's sunnier than I expected. It's warmer than I expected. So,
Murali, are you on speakerphone right now by any chance?
No, but I'm using a Bluetooth headset.
Okay.
So do we need to get him off of that?
No, we'll just keep it here.
Okay. All right. Well, if you need to, you could switch up when we take care of advertisers. So you let us know, Nathan, if we need to do something about that. He sounds okay to me. I can tell what you're hearing, but it sounds okay. So I think everybody's listening, hearing Murali okay. So again, congratulations on being Dr. Murali Venkatro now. You actually got your doctorate from a university in India in yoga, right?
I did. And my research focused on how yoga impacts diabetes. It was done in India, and we had 160,000 people as part of the study. It's the largest epidemiological study of its kind ever.
Wow. Yeah. And you did this for your doctorate?
Yeah, this was what got me my PhD.
Wow. And so, and I imagine that you probably found that yoga does help diabetes, huh?
You know, that was kind of, you know, we'd be stunned if it didn't, but the power of the research, it's both a commonplace term and a formal term. Power refers to the amount by which yoga can help diabetes, and it's a mathematically kind of quantified term. Its power was much higher than we expected. And it turns out that over a period of 3 months, yoga, a very simple yoga routine, not unlike, Martha, what I teach at the, say, on a typical Saturday morning class, can help control blood sugar for people who actually have difficulty controlling it, even with medications. That's a very promising result. But also reduce the risk of diabetes, progression to diabetes among people that are at risk of it. And it works better than exercise and metformin therapy. Metformin is the commonly used therapy if you're considered in risk of diabetes. It helps reduce the progression. So we were very stunned with the results, and we noted in our paper that future longer term studies are necessary to validate these results, that this is very promising.
Now, I know because of my involvement and, you know, being part of the Ananda community and the studies and training that I've done, when I came to Ananda, I was not enlightened on this yoga level. And to me, I thought yoga was just physical body postures. I didn't realize that, I mean, yoga in of itself is like a science, and there are different types of yoga. And the physical body posture is Hatha yoga. And then, you know, and there's Raja yoga, and there's Kriya yoga, and there's different kinds of yoga that don't involve physical body postures. So my last question before we get on to the classes that are coming up we need to talk about. So I'm wondering, when you did this focus study with studying yoga and diabetes, was it primarily Hatha yoga that you were focusing on?
No, it was actually all of those that you mentioned, not.
Oh, was it? So all the types of yoga. Meditation.
Yeah, all the kinds of yoga.
So not just the physical body postures, but also the meditation part of yoga. And it's that whole combo that really significantly positively affects diabetes.
It you're exactly right. It's the whole combo. And in fact, the physical part was just about one half of the routine. And the other half included meditation and what in Sanskrit is known as sankalpa, but what we are more familiar with as either intention or affirmation. And of course, chanting, they all played a role in the routine that was tested. In fact, eventually about 18,000 people were tested. Half of them were in control, who didn't practice yoga, and the remaining 9,000 did. And this was what they did, a combination of the physical postures and meditation and affirmations and chanting and the whole gamut.
Wow, so that's really amazing. So just the kind of the processes that we learn at Ananda, we're doing everything we need to do to be helping our physical bodies. And you know, if you're diabetic, you don't have to do something specific for diabetic. You just need to learn yoga and all of it.
Yep. Just do the whole thing. And as you know better than most, among the three things that go into any routine, the frequency, the intensity, and the technique, it's the frequency, in other words, the consistency, that matters the most. If you do it consistently, intensity becomes a habit and technique comes by itself, because yoga is self-revealing.
All right. Now, I'm thinking, Morley, that this is really good timing, because if there are folks out there listening, maybe this is the reason I need to get involved with all these aspects of yoga. We've got the most popular class that Ananda does coming up, and it's the perfect opportunity to start learning this stuff. So we are going to change our focus. And now that you know how helpful this can be, and that Morley's entire, you know, PhD thesis and all of this and was involved in how helpful yoga, comprehensive yoga and consistency can be with health issues. If you're thinking, I want to know more, well, all you got to do is stay right where you are, because we're going to take care of advertisers. And it is the most important part of the show, because without them, there is no show. So listen, pay attention, support them, thank them. And then we come back, we'll find out from Dr. Morley, what class is coming up? How can you get involved and learn all this stuff? So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Accutonics for dogs and cats, and Accutonics from galaxies to cells, planetary science, harmony, and medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down this Labor Day weekend edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard about Natasha Venter, our wonderful communicator, medium, and personal awareness coach. She'll be in the studio with me 2 weeks from today. That you can check her out at angelicclarifications.com. And she has special classes that she can schedule for you customly. And she, of course, is available for private readings. All you got to do is contact her, and you can do that through her website, angelicclarifications.com. Jude Ponton's back at work at Whispering Dragon. She's doing 2 days a week right now. So you can arrange to go in for our premier sound healer of the area for chiropractic and sound healing. Whispering Dragon with Jude, she can do a remote session for you, or you can see her in person at the Whispering Dragon Center. Check it out, whispering-dragon.com, or give her a call at 206-706-2836. And of course, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. And we've got great affordable rates, and we can get you on the air right away. So if you're interested, just shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or give me a call, 360-217-7258. All righty, we are closing out Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And basically, Dr. Morley Venkotro falls into that category because he helps us human animals. And if you don't take good care of yourself, I'm sorry, you can't take good care of your animals. So it's real important that you do the very best for yourselves. And it kind of passes down the line to our animal friends. And I know there are a lot of animals out there, Morley, that like to do yoga, Hatha yoga, the physical body postures. They like to do that with their humans.
Yeah, I bet they do. And many of the yoga poses are, of course, named after animals.
Yeah, and did you study goat yoga? Yeah. I mean, there are places you can go and do yoga with goats, and they climb all over you while you're doing yoga. I don't know how great that is, but I guess I would imagine it's a heck of a lot of fun.
I bet it is, and it certainly seems worth to be studied at some point.
Yeah. So maybe your next project, you can study goat yoga. Well, hey, you could even experiment it without at the Ananda Farm. You guys, you get Haley to do some goat yoga classes. She's got the goats. I don't think you want to do pig yoga, but all right. So anyway, all joking aside, we got some of the biggest classes of the year coming up this month. And so if you've been listening to Morley and saying, oh, Dr. Morley knows what he's talking about, the biggest study on yoga and diabetes and stuff ever done, I want some of this. So how do people get started? And tell us about the big class coming up and what is it?
Well, our biggest class that's offered twice a year is about to begin. It begins this Thursday, the 9th of September, and it goes on for 11 weeks. It's called The Art and Science of Raja Yoga. And Martha, you put it very well in the beginning that yoga is more than the physical poses. It is the physical poses, of course, but it's also more than that. What more? Well, let me take a step back. All of us, we are saddled with a body which does not want to move. Anybody that got up in the morning and wanted to do exercise but didn't quite feel like it, you know what I'm talking about. The body doesn't want to move. The mind, on the other hand, doesn't want to stop moving. All it does is go from thought to thought and it's always restless.
Yeah.
But ironically or interestingly, paradoxically, however you want to say it, the definition of health and well-being is the exact opposite, that you move the body and calm the mind.
Oh.
And that's, you see what I'm saying there?
That pretty simple concept, and I can't say that it's something that I didn't know, but I didn't really think of it in that terms. It is that simple. Move the body, still the mind.
Still the mind. And
okay, Morley, I need help. how can you help us learn how to do that?
You see, exercise just moves the body.
Yeah.
And if you just sit back and relax with a drink, then perhaps it will still the mind. But you need to do both. If you just move the body, you injure yourself. If you just still the mind, you become sleepy.
Uh-huh.
How you do both? That's what yoga does. That's literally the sweet spot of yoga. The yoga poses move the body while stilling the mind. And the result of moving the body is that the bodily restlessness disappears. Then you're able to really still the mind and go into what neurologically is known as the delta state. And then that's a state of very deep rest, but you're not in deep sleep. You are very aware. That in popular terms is known as meditation. And the connecting thing between the two, just think about this. If you're feeling lazy and you're ready to get up and do something, move the body, what do? You take a deep breath. Breathing helps you move the body. You're really freaking out. The mind is very restless, panicky. What do? You take a deep breath. Breathing helps you still the mind. That is the insight. In fact, this insight of yoga is so important that it's given a formal name. It's called Raja Yoga. Raja means royal, the way of kings, queens, emperors, and empresses.
Oh.
And it's the art of using the breath to fill the body with vitality and the art of using the breath to still the mind and fill it with calmness. That's Raja Yoga. And if all you did was physical poses, yes, you do get benefits, but you're only getting half the story and half the benefit. So what we do in this course is take you step by step. What I told you just now is just a prelude. You know, we go through this within the first 10 minutes of the course and then really flesh out all the details, follow the thread, unravel it. And it's actually a very extraordinary course. I was reflecting the other day that to get a course like this, you probably have to go to an ashram in India. There are many, all the yogic teachings, of course, are available here, but the emphasis, the sequencing, the art of putting them together, the science of why you do it, is all a little bit hodgepodge. And this particular course puts them all together and takes you step by step, that at the end of it, you would have both the competency and understanding to create a yoga routine, whether it's 20 minutes long or 2 hours long for yourself, for whatever it is that ails you or whatever your aspiration is, you'll be able to put it together, and then we'll teach you one of the deepest meditation techniques outside of Kriya Yoga. It's a way of combining your breath and your awareness and an internal chant. You put all of these together and develop deep concentration. It's called Hong Sa. It's really quite an extraordinary course. It goes on for 11 weeks, 11 Thursdays, starting September the 9th.
And now, of course, I got to ask, you know, with COVID protocols and stuff, is it an all virtual class? Is there any in-person going on? Do we even know that going into this? How's that going to work?
Well, we will begin as an entirely virtual class simply because any indoor gathering, according to Snohomish County requirements, requires masking. And right. We don't think it's a very good experience to do yoga poses while you're masked.
That makes sense.
So we'll start with entirely online. But the moment the county lets up and allows safe indoor gatherings, we have the option, and in fact, we will do it. We'll move back to a physical gathering.
And I want to just interject here. It's not because you think masks are bad or wrong. It's just that with the breathing and the exercise that goes along with the, you know, hatha yoga or the physical yoga, it just isn't good to do with a mask on. So you prefer that people, you know, are virtual at home so they can be free to breathe and do all of that, right?
Thank you for the clarification, Martha. That's exactly right. It's just, you know, we end up doing long exhalations, deep breathing, and doing that with a mask on. While it is the safest and the best thing to do in these COVID times,
yeah,
it's not very enjoyable while doing yoga. It's perfectly okay to sit and listen to a lecture or even meditate with a mask on. But
actually doing the physical or the hatha yoga. Yeah, it makes total sense. And I'm really glad that we clarified that, because this is the safest way to do it, the most comfortable way for people to learn at home without having to wear masks for the physical part of it. And that's the safest way to do it. But you will keep, you're bound by Snohomish County rules. And so you'll be paying attention. And when it becomes safe to do it otherwise or in person again, then you will do that.
Exactly. When it becomes safe and when we can be in integrity with the spirit of the Snohomish County rules, we'll get right back to offering the physical option, although the online option will continue to be there.
So you can always do online if you choose not to come in person. So that's great. So how do people sign up for the art and science of Raja Yoga?
www.anandawashington.org. It's right there. Just go to classes, and this is the first link that you will find.
All right, so you can do all your registration online, and that website again was Ananda, A-N-A-N-D-A, AnandaWa.org. AnandaWa.org, yep. And then you can click on classes. There's probably, even on the homepage, there's probably a blast about the Raja Yoga because it's coming up. And then it's an 11-week commitment, Morley?
11 Thursdays.
11 Thursdays.
From 2-9-15, starting the 9th. One special Saturday watch. You wonderful.
Okay, Morley, you're getting a little choppy there.
Yeah, you're breaking up on us. Are you moving around?
Nope, I'm just sitting still.
Okay, that sounds good. So one starts this Thursday, September 9th. And what were the hours again?
6 p.m. to 9:15 p.m.
6 to 9:15 p.m. online this Thursday. And you sign up for anandawa.org for the art and science of Raja Yoga. Oh, that sounds great. And, you know, I always say Ananda Yoga is different than just your generic yoga out there. And I think you're getting kind of a feeling from Dr. Morley what that means. It's so even if you say you're really proficient in physical hatha type yoga postures, and you've been doing that somewhere else. So you think, so I really don't need this. Well, you haven't learned Ananda yoga. And remember, it's not just the hatha yoga, the physical body posturing. It's the breathing. It's the meditation. It's the stilling the mind and the affirmations, the chanting, all of that makes a difference. And you get all of that in the art and science of Raja yoga, and probably even more.
Even more, for sure.
All right. And so 11 weeks, 6 p.m. to 9:15 p.m. on Thursdays. And it's all online to begin with. It will continue to be online throughout. But if Snohomish opens up and Morley feels it would be safe to get together in person, you will start offering that option. All righty. Sounds great. So, all you got to do, folks, is get online and get signed up, because you don't have a lot of time, because it starts this Thursday. And how exciting. Now, anything else we need to touch base on, Morley, before we wrap up?
Well, just very briefly, another wonderful course, the meditation teacher training offered by
Sriman. That's right.
Yeah, starts the very next Saturday, which is September 11th. And that goes on until November 20th. And that explores the second part, which is stilling the mind, with probably one of the most wonderful meditation teachers I've ever had the fortune to come across.
Which that is would be one of our co-spiritual directors, Hriman McGilloway, right?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Hriman McGilloway. He'll be leading the course, and I too will be teaching, and Nayaswami Padma will be teaching the other. She's also the spiritual director of Ananda here.
Yeah, and it isn't designed just for teachers. You don't have to want to teach meditation. You can just want to deepen your own practice. It's very, very worthwhile. So, boy, we're right up against the clock, Morley, and out of time. But you can check out both classes, meditation teacher training, as well as the art and science of Raja Yoga, at anandawa.org. Dr. Morley, virtual hugs. So great to talk to you, and I look forward to chatting to you again soon.
You too, Martha. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. God bless. Bye-bye. All right, everybody, that wraps up our Labor Day weekend edition of Animal World. I'll be back next week in the studio with Linda Rasmussen. Stacy will be back. Nathan will be there as always, and we'll have free remote treatments for you or your animal friends, some special features with Linda, and you know I'll have lots to talk about because I haven't been able to talk about stuff. So it's time to stay home and enjoy the cooler weather. And as always, I leave you with, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, share your love with all living things. And I will talk to you again next week.